we can end up in the United States one.
We gotta have our filthy moment. Okay, if we're ready, we'll go ahead and call this County Economic Opportunity Board meeting to order this Thursday, January 18th, 2024. What is about 3:40 p.m. Here in council chambers. First on our agenda is our welcome and roll call. Looks like we've got Mayor Critchlow, Councilman Smith, Ms. Baldwin, Ms. Lopez, Mayor Wynn is online, joined by staff, Ms. Custer, Ms. Eastburn, and Brian is excused. Number two on our agenda is a Better City Economic Development Report. Better City Report. Rochelle, you want to run through that? Is this just the next page?
Yep, I sure will. So our 2023 update, Wendover Airport is a finalist to host the National Championship Air Races beginning in 2025. We'll have a $100 million financial impact to the Wasatch Front. Other air races as well as aircraft testing are also proposed. The upgrades to the airport needed to host this will be $4.4 million. The county will work with state legislatures to obtain funding. This board has already started applying for things for funding on this as well. Tula City moved Tula Business Park towards shovel readiness, spending $331,000. $160,000 of that was funded with the 2022 Part B grant and part from the 2023 Rural County grant. This enabled the city to recruit Leitner Poma for their $27 million SkyTrack headquarters. Gardner Bat Industrial Park advanced towards shovel readiness. They spent $167,000 to conduct water and sewer design that would allow their land to be developable, and the 2022 Part B grant funded $100,000 of that. Small business grants provided $45,000 for 9 companies to upgrade operations, and their combined investments were $852,000. I think that's a pretty good ROI. The research associates were paid $12,760 from the 2023 Rural County Grant to update the county's economic development plan, which we will be bringing back probably in the next meeting some implementation strategies to start working towards. Funds from the 2023 Rural County Grant supported the Tula Valley Small Business Development Center of $15,000 and paid Better City $60,000 for the year. Tula County has been conditionally approved for a $91,000 grant for a project to access the feasibility and potential impact of marketing Tula County to aficionados of the need for speed. The county's outstanding speed-related venues are Utah Motorsports Campus, Bonneville Salt Flats, and Wendover Airport. So what we're looking forward to in 2024, we've received $200,000 for the 2024 Rural County Grant. The recommended funds are to be used for economic development professional, $60,000 small business development and expansion grants, $55,000 Wendover Airport Waterline Engineering, $50,000 Small Business Development Center, $15,000 Administration, $20,000. They would like this money spent by the end of their fiscal year, so I believe it's July. We gotta get busy. Infrastructure development, we need to identify what needs to be done to bring the industrial parks and the inland port to shovel readiness and then make it happen. Innovative business attraction strategies, identify and prioritize industries that align with the county's strengths, develop and execute a campaign to encourage site locators to recommend Tula County, and then Ryan recommends developing a master plan for Tula's inland port. I don't know how much involvement we'll have with that. We'll see when it gets rocking and rolling how much input they want from us. But we need to get this board's permission to start rolling out those small business grants so we can get that money going. Okay.
All right, so what kind of discussion do we need to have on how much money do we need to spend?
So we have $55,000 for the small business grants, okay, which is the items we'll accept applications on, and then Brittany, we need to figure out logistics on an RFP for the Wendover Airport Waterline Engineering and see if the money we've got set aside for that is going to be sufficient. I'm not sure if it will.
So with the small business development sub grants, we want to follow the same parameters as last year then?
That's up to y'all. At, towards the end of the year, we increased the dollar amount to $10,000. Do we want to keep it up there?
I think it made a big difference on the number and quality of applications we had.
And $5,000 doesn't go very far
for much. Yeah, we can always award, if we get a lot of applications, $5,000 each. But I do think it made the number of applications and the quality of application better.
Okay. I agree.
You got your marching order stuff?
Yes.
Okay.
Good. And do we have any other ideas or plans that we need to spend this money on?
Not yet. Not till we find out what the water line study's going to cost and see if we need to reallocate.
Perfect. Working on that. Okay. Is there any other discussion we need to have on this particular item then? Okay. So site ready, Willa. You guys are working on that too. Is that, it's number three on our agenda, so I just want to kind of follow our agenda here.
So we did apply for what used to be the Rural County Grant Part B, which is what we used for site ready tool last year. Our application for that this year was geared towards getting the improvements done at the Wendover Airport to better facilitate RARA's decision. We'll see if that helps. But we've not heard if we've been awarded that or not. If that does not go towards the Wendover Airport, then this board would write a letter to the Governor's Office of Economic Opportunity asking that we reallocate that money to site ready to allow. However, caveat is, I believe regardless of whether we get RARA or not, the upgrades are needed to the Wendover Airport to help it become more economically viable for recruitment purposes.
And we have had several companies interested in investing, and we just joined a group called, they changed their name, so please forgive me, but the last name that I can think of right now is 47G, and they're part of the UDOT. UDOT has an aeronautical division, and they're actually part of that. So we just joined them with a membership, and they actually have other events and things that they want to take up to the Wendover Airport. But what comes with that is we do need the infrastructure still. We will need some hangar space that's been updated and available. And what it is then these companies will actually come in and build hangars and create different events and actually businesses that they can run out of the area. So.
So I think
there are more options that have been coming. As we opened the door to RARA, it was interesting because when we hosted it, a lot of these aeronautical groups showed up in support of the air show, but then they pulled us off the side and said, hey, here's what we can do for you. Now, we don't have any business proposals or plans or anything at this time, because right now everything's kind of contingent on if we're getting the air show. But this 47G, we did choose to join their association so that we can navigate some things through them. Even if we got the air show, we would utilize whatever business they can bring to the area.
I think Ryan's thought on site ready tool is that we work towards getting the Wendover Airport listed as a sure site, and that would fall under our site ready tool and parameters.
And that will help us with development up there. Mm-hmm. Sounds like it's a win-win either way we go. Okay. Any thoughts on that?
You know, fixing the Wendover Airport needs to be done because there's just so much that can be held out there, so many events and so many things. You really need to focus on that as a county.
Not grass or in Nicola County, even though it's out in Wendover, it's still our county. So,
So I just think that's a great direction.
Okay, great. Number four on our agenda is an economic development plan update. I think you touched on that. We're implementation's coming, so that's kind of the update on it. We're going to start discussing implementation process.
Yeah, we'll bring the implementation strategies to the board and pick one to start working towards.
Sweet. Good. We'll be ready for that. And then grants moving forward, we already discussed the small business one. Parameters are set as the same as they were towards the end. So we've got motion on that one. What other grant funds and projects do we need to discuss, Rochelle?
There aren't any before us currently, but we're actively looking for grants all the time.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Any other discussion on that? It'll be a short meeting for us all.
Nice to see everybody.
I know. Nice to see everybody.
I was like, have I missed some meetings?
The end of the year just gets a little
confusing. Sure. I'm still patient from all that.
Yeah. You're feeling better. Have a larger monitor cycle off the road again, have you?
No. I actually took one down to St. George so I can go to Ed during winter. I'm going down right now after this meeting. I have to go ride. I got to go clear my head.
See, it's going to make summer warm. It's good weather down there. I've got pictures from people all day that are down there.
I can't wait. It's not right here, but.
That's winter fire school for the firemen, too.
Yeah.
This is the first one I've ever missed.
For the fire school?
We'll open the floor to any other discussions. I know Mayor Lynn's online and she's quiet, but if she has anything, she can chime in.
I'm good, but thanks for the opportunity.
Absolutely. Anybody else have anything? All right. With that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I'll be adjourned.
You guys are getting so efficient.
That's how I like it.